Today on The Good Stuff, I'm going to feature a poem here from Betty Wolfe Duncan. Came out a while back called Cowboys Don't Cry. Kim, what do you have today?
I've actually got a piece called Thanksgiving, and it's from Mitch Albion, sent in by Tony Bullitt. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? Well, you do. Tri-State Livestock News. They offer all that and more. No need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in the livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit us online at tsln.com.
Well, this is from Betty Wolfe Duncan, and it came out in June of 2007. I don't know who sent this to us, but it's called Cowboys Don't Cry. I fear the best part of me died in the war. The cocky, tough cowboy I was no more. With a soul that was shell-shocked, I saw hell explode. As a field of God's finest, the strafing plains mowed, I dove from the horror that hailed from the sky, and I thought of the man that said, Cowboys, don't cry. As I saw my best buddy's blood pool on the ground from his torn shreds of flesh, I could hear not a sound, with eyes that were screaming and no longer dry. I scoffed at the man that said, Cowboys, don't cry. The bomb-blasted ground was stained dirty red and was littered with limbs of the dead. Satan's mad demons, I met them that day, and I saw what hell looked like. I learned how to pray. With fists clenched in fury, I shook at the sky, and I cursed the fool that said, Cowboys, don't cry. From Betty Wolfe, something kind of coming out of Veterans Day and into the Thanksgiving period.
As I said, Mike, this is Thanksgiving from Mitch Albion. I'll take Thanksgiving. You can have Halloween, New Year's, Christmas, 4th of July, Easter, Hanukkah, and any day dedicated to presidents. You can stack them all up on one side and the turkey and I will stand on the other. I'll take Thanksgiving. It is, to me, exactly what a holiday should be. For one thing, there are no gifts. You never have to worry about what to get someone for Thanksgiving or how much to spend. There are no lectures about greed or commercialization or how we're forgetting the spirit of Thanksgiving. No way. The spirit of Thanksgiving is eating. Who could forget that? Secondly, it comes with football. What other holiday does that? New Year's Day, but at least with Thanksgiving, you don't have a hangover. Also, there is no right place to go on Thanksgiving except home. There is no church or synagogue, no graves that must be visited, no trucking out to watch fireworks. You can sit on the couch or sit at the table, and you laugh and eat and laugh, and ta-da, you're credited with knowing the true meaning of the holiday. Also, it comes with the parade. Did I mention the dressing? Not the turkey dressing, the human dressing. There isn't any. Oh, sure, maybe you put on a nice pair of pants, maybe. But who really dresses up for Thanksgiving? You can celebrate in a sweatshirt. Can you say that about New Year's Eve? Not unless you're a lonely, pathetic loser. And Thanksgiving doesn't require some smarty pants history known only by your geeky cousin from Baltimore. There's no quoting Lincoln or Washington, no reading from the Declaration of Independence. What do you need to know about Thanksgiving? The Pilgrims and the Indians had dinner. Pass the gravy. Thanksgiving never moves. It is always on a Thursday, strategically placed so that you might as well take off Friday as well. Since Saturday and Sunday are next, and while you're at it, maybe half of Wednesday just to pick up everyone from the airport. Thanksgiving gets you half a week off. What does Labor Day get you? Monday? A little lighthearted Thanksgiving information there. Well, of course, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and you may have found yourself with too many things on your to-do list. You have to learn to say no. Next time someone asks you to do something, tell them, my crayons all melted together. I can't right now. Or, I'm in training to be a household pest.
My crayons all melted together?
Yeah, I like that. Yep. I'm using these, by the way.
Try that at the office sometime.
Yep.
As we get closer to Thanksgiving, a couple of things to think about in here for you today on the Good Stuff program. Please remember, if there's food in your fridge, clothes on your body, a roof above, and a bed to sleep in, you're richer than 75% of the world. And if you have some money and the freedom to move about, you're already in the top 18%. If your body is healthy today, you're luckier than a million people who won't survive this week. And if you hear this, see this, understand this, you're more fortunate than 3 billion people who can't. So please, pause, breathe, and be thankful. And that's the good stuff.